The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
No sign language going on today.
No sign language today.
You don't have any messages to send me?
No messages. No, I'll text you if I have any messages.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm not looking at my phone, but you can text me. With us this week, once again, is Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for being here with us. Today, it's all about spiders today.
Spiders, yeah.
I know. I mean, we look at this topic differently. You think they're great. I don't think they're so great.
I think they're really cool, but creepy. Yeah, I get it. I don't want to have spiders in my house.
No, nor do I. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate team that's been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. We have a webcam up on the roof pointed at the corners, and you can see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Yes. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, the Century 21 Jack Ready listings on jready.com, as well as search the MLS and listen to archive radio shows. jready.com is also mobile friendly. Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. A little bit about you and your company, please.
Orkin Pest Control, we've been in business since 1901, grown to be the world's largest pest control company out of Atlanta, Georgia. I've been fortunate to be in the industry for 22 years now. Purdue University of Entomology, AIB, American Institute of Baking, courses in food, pest safety and food manufacturing facilities. Teach a lot of classes on a varying variety of subjects, but happy to be here.
Thank you. And we're happy you're with us as well. You were here a few years ago, but most recently in the past several weeks, we've had you. We've talked about a variety of topics so far. Bed bugs, termites, carpenter ants.
We're like the bug
mice.
Show. We're like the bug show now.
I know.
Squirrels.
We should change your name.
Yeah, really.
Jack Ruddy Pest Control.
You want to take
show.
This over? And
No.
You can interview us about houses. Or Jackie.
Yeah.
Spiders. They're everywhere. I hate them.
Yes, yes. A lot of people hate them, but they're actually very beneficial.
And they're waking up.
They are waking up. You know, spiders are interesting out in nature. They can almost freeze and go dormant. They don't have the same type of circulatory system that we do. So, you know, in cold weather, they're doing well. But now we had a very mild winter and going to be a bad year.
So we're
going to
see more.
I think so. They say in an acre of land, there's about 1 million spiders.
No way.
Here, yep. In these northern regions, 1 million spiders every acre of land on average. Now, down in the tropics, you know, South America, it's more like 3 million every acre. But here, yeah, we have quite a few.
Mm-hmm. I'll say.
Does that make you feel better, Jack?
No, it doesn't. But they're everywhere, like you said. And I always said that I thought it was because of the trees that we had around our house that we saw more.
You know,
because I lived in a place for 20 years, and if I saw one over 20 years, it was a lot. Now we have these big trees that are over the back of our house especially, and that's where I suspect they're coming from.
Well, you don't see the carpenter ants anymore. We used to see carpenter ants.
Well, the spiders are killing them off. Yeah. But no, you're right. The trees, their whole ecosystem's on their own. They have hundreds of different kinds of insects in them, aphids, different things that spiders can feed on. One of the things I always found interesting about spiders is spiders actually eat and consume more insects than birds and bats combined. We think bats are very beneficial for killing mosquitoes. We were just talking about that last week, but spiders actually consume more. So I always thought they're beneficial in some ways and scary in others because we have some bad ones.
They're so ugly.
Yeah, they're so ugly.
We have porch lights, and at night it attracts a lot of bugs, but there's also a lot of spiders out on the porch, too. They must be like the buffet out there for them.
Yeah, yeah. At your house.
Yes.
Not my house.
No.
Yeah,
I don't have the porch lights, no. Well, we don't have many street lights, so we have to have the house lit up. So.
Well, I have the house lit up, but I take care of them so that I don't have... the buffet for the spiders around my house.
So, Andy, I want to know, is there a treatment out there that can take care of spiders and for somebody that never wants to see them again?
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's a multitude of treatment techniques for spiders. And certainly we like to start from the outside in when we talk about these types of pests. Yes, we want to do some treatment inside, but because they start on the outside home, work their way in, we always hit the outside hardest with spiders.
Makes sense.
Basements are a little damper. Garage is a little damper. Have a lot of other insects, so we always hit those a little harder. But everything we use now is EPA tested, approved, much safer than years ago. So very effective. And when you're talking about spiders that can be dangerous, can be harmful in some ways in your home, you don't want to have them in your house.
My mother got bitten and landed in the emergency room a couple of years back over a spider bite.
Do they know what kind of spider it was?
I don't know. It wasn't, you know, I just remember her description is thicker than usual black.
Okay. Well, that could be anything. But the brown recluse is the worst in the area. But more commonly, people get bit by spiders when they accidentally alarm them. Now, there's two main kind of spiders. There's web builders that build webs and wait for the prey, and then there's a hunter variety of spiders, primarily nocturnal, come out at night and crawl and hunt for their prey. Now, those are the kinds of spiders that tend to hide in different places. So if you have children's toys or if you're moving magazines, you can alarm them and they can bite you defensively. They don't mean to, they just do. And you don't know if you're allergic to this type of spider bite, typically not, but you can get what we call a dirty insect bite, meaning you can get an infection under your bite. You don't know what it was feeding on before it bit you. And if you start to get that red line going up your vein, go straight to the doctor. Now, that's not common, but it does happen, and you have to be aware of that. So you don't want to have spiders in your house.
So those daddy long legs, those things with the long legs, they don't bite?
Well, they don't have mouth parts big enough to bite you. Okay, they do have venom, but no, not really. You ever wonder why the legs curl up underneath them when they die? Do you ever
kind of wonder that?
You've seen that?
Is that how they get there?
And that's true for pretty much all spiders. When they die, they curl up. Now, spiders have their exoskeletons on the outside. They don't have bones like we have. But anyway, they have ligaments that they can contract their legs. They can pull their legs in. But to force the legs out, they have to actually force juices down their legs to force the legs to open up. And when they dry out, that dries up and they tend to curl up and the legs curl in underneath them. So I always thought that was kind of neat, but one of the goofy things about spiders. Too much information.
I tuned out. This is not a very comfortable topic for me. And I would have to say, I think a lot of females suffer from a fear of spiders. Oh. Wouldn't you agree?
Remember when we were first dating?
Oh, yes.
We're driving down the road. Mm-hmm. We're both young. And all of a sudden, she starts screaming in the car. I stopped the car. I jump out of the car. I thought I ran somebody over. I thought it was like, oh, my God. I stopped the car. I go out. I go, look. I go, what are you screaming about? She goes, there's a spider in the car.
But it was dangling. It was dangling right in front of me. It wasn't dangling over by him. It was dangling right in front of me. Well, I screamed so loud. You would think someone was being murdered.
Yeah, yes. That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely going after you.
I had to get out of the car. I had to get away from this thing. It's awful.
We had a lady rear-end one of our drivers. And she rear-ended one of our drivers in a company car at the time. And it was because of a stink bug. We'll probably have to talk about stink bugs sometimes.
Yeah, we'll talk about them too.
But a stink bug got in her car. She was driving down the road. And she actually literally had to jump out of her car while it was still moving to get away from the stink bug. Boy, maybe there's a term for fear of spiders.
Arachnophobia?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Arachnophobia. Do you have that?
I guess, I suppose. And I mean, I can't get the same response out of him that I once did, because he'll hear me up on the
I hear upstairs screaming. I say to my son, I go, Patrick, what kind of bug is that?
I mean, 15 minutes later, now I could be dead, right? No,
But I can tell from the scream.
Okay. It could have been a brown recluse. We don't know. Yeah.
That's right.
There are some scary spiders. Brown recluse is one of those, and that's one we always have to talk about. It's a very secretive bug. It doesn't build webs so much, so kind of reclusive hiding, light tan, fiddle-shaped design on its back. But that's one. If you get bit and you start seeing more than a little red welt, just go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Now, one of the scary things about the brown recluse spider is you don't feel it biting you. It's very painless, the bite. So the pain often shows up hours later. So kind of sneaks up on you.
So in rare instances, a spider bite can cause some blood disorders?
All kinds of stuff. Yes, blood disorders, paralysis. Some venoms destroy your nerve endings. We're really kind of nervous about spiders, even though we don't have the tremendously horrendous ones that some countries do, like in South America. But they're scary. I have a warehouse near here that actually imports a lot of stuff from South America. And they contacted us to come out and look because they had some larger spiders in their warehouse that were actually killing small birds. And they were actually kind of ganging up on the birds. You think of spiders as lone insects. Well, most species are lone insects. Some of them kind of gang up on things, and lo and behold, there's birds caught in their webs, and they were feeding on birds.
Yeah.
It was scary for the employees, but incredible. But none of them ever got bit by that particular species of spider, but it's still kind of a scary thing. They're pretty big. The biggest spider is the Goliath spider in South America. It can get 11 inches wide. Bangs are an inch long. Terrifying to me. So I don't want to go to South America. I don't know about you. But
where would we need to go if we never wanted to see a spider ever again? Where would we need to go on this planet?
Antarctica. There you go. Good for you. The only continent in the world that doesn't have spiders is Antarctica. Mm-hmm. So good guess.
Yeah. All right. And their blood is?
Well, their blood, this is where it gets creepy. With the largest spiders, you can see this, their blood is blue. It's blue in color. It's not red. So you don't want to cut them open. They're kind of like alien freaky things. They have 8 eyes. Their vision is actually fairly poor. They more sense movement from their furs and their hairs on their legs. Can detect vibrations of movement and really helps them detect their prey.
You told us what the largest spider is. What is the smallest spider?
Patu marplesi. We almost never run into these. It's so small that 10 of them could fit on the end of a pencil tip. Really small spiders.
Can you even see them?
Well, yes, you can.
I've seen tiny, tiny ants.
You never saw tiny, tiny spiders.
No.
Maybe they are spiders. Who knows? They're too small.
Right, right.
Yeah. No, they're very small. They're very small. You know what I think is really neat about spiders is years and years and years ago, back in, you know, olden times, they used to use their webs to close wounds, cuts, and abrasions. Bleeding. And what we later discovered is their webs in spiders are full of vitamin K, which does work to thicken the blood. So actually is slightly effective. It's not something I would do or I would recommend, but it's amazing to me that they kind of figured that out. But vitamin K is beneficial. You never asked me how many spiders you eat in your lifetime.
Eat? No, I wouldn't even think to ask that question.
How many spiders do you eat in your lifetime?
Oh my gosh.
In your sleep?
I don't even want to talk about this. Oh, please.
In your sleep with your mouth open? Yeah, everybody eats an average of 11 spiders in their lifetime.
Nice, great.
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. They are creepy creatures and crawl.
You know, this is the stuff that I can't get out of my head. After it gets in my head, I can't get it out. I mean, I wish I'm very forgetful in other areas, but this, I don't know, for some reason. Yeah.
I read an article about a woman, she was sleeping in India, and a roach went up her nose, and it was up in there, and she had to go to the doctor's. And,
you can get roaches in your ears. That's more common.
But Andy can get rid of them, you know.
We can. I have a technician in your area today, Jeff.
How often should a homeowner treat? Because I know a lot of people that do preventative maintenance.
Sure.
So how often? A year, annually, or every 6 months? How often should we treat for spiders?
So it depends upon where you're at. You know, every home's different. Every home's in a different area. So I commonly like to say, let's have an inspector take a look. But, you know, if you're on a lake, if you're in the middle of the woods, monthly might be good. Every other month, the vast majority of homes that we do in our area tend to be quarterly, four times a year, that we treat with full warranties in between for these types of insects and critters. The other part of that question you asked is how many times should a homeowner treat? There are materials that are helpful, but they're not quite what we apply in the industry. So if you can get something at Home Depot, Lowe's, or wherever that will get you where you want to be, reduce the insects to the point that you're happy, go for it. Great. If you're not happy, if you're not satisfied with the results, call a professional. It doesn't have to be Orkin. A lot of us are very good at controlling and eliminating spiders from homes and different places.
Like how does one get in touch with you, please?
Just call 1-800-261-2847. 1-800-261-2847. You'll talk to one of our experts, and we'll come out for a no-charge free inspection if you wish.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a move-in condition, three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home with a detached garage at 122 Park Street in Carbondale for only $64,000. This home has an open floor plan with the living room, dining room, a den, plus the kitchen and half bath on the first floor. It also has a nice yard and a garage that could be converted into a hobby room, a workshop, or it could be a she shed. Remember she sheds?
I remember she sheds.
Could be a she shed. Yeah. That's right. That's a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home at 122 Park Street in Carbondale for only $64,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. With us is Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
Good, good. Loving this.
We're talking about the horrible world of spiders. Not the wonderful world, the horrible world.
We barely touch the surface.
I know. Well, here we are. And I mean, everybody has spiders, and we talked about that at the first half of the show. We talked about they are beneficial. As much as I don't want to admit that, they have a purpose.
Some of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Andy, how far am I away from a spider right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
You, Pat? Well, you got a lot of stuff crawling. There's one on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. Nah, you're never more than 3 feet away from a spider, typically. Yeah.
Typically?
Typically,
is
yeah.
that comforting, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
Is that, yeah.
She's cringing.
I don't even want to think about it.
It's crawling in your ear right now.
They're everywhere. So in an acre of land, there's a million spiders.
A million spiders, yes. Very common. Not the most common insect in the world, but very, very common.
Okay. Well, we have our fair share of them in Dunmore, and I don't like them, but Orkin provides services. You would come in, and it's a you do look at things case by case, house by house, mm-hmm. to deliver a service report, and you do your best to eliminate them.
Right, exactly, yes. And we're actually very good at what we do. Now, eliminate them unless they're a pet. You know, some people keep spiders as pets. I always think that's interesting. I don't know that I could ever do that. And my kids have had some crazy pets, skinks, lizards, and, obviously the hamsters and stuff like that everybody does. But I wouldn't want a tarantula as a pet, would you?
No.
Jackie?
No, we would go to Claws and Paws or something, or one of those places, and they had spiders and all of that stuff. My son loved them.
Yeah.
The big hairy spiders.
Yeah, crawling on you. Yeah, yeah.
So. Now, if I have a spider problem and now they're not all out or visible and you come by to my house and you see a web, can you tell what type of spider?
Some webs you can. You can identify the spiders from certain types of webs. And I always found that fascinating. We all look at the traditional Charlotte web thing, the hexagonal type web that's real pretty. But one of the spiders I think is fascinating is the garden spiders, that big yellow and black spider that sometimes you see outside. It builds a really nice web with, like Charlotte's web, whatever you want to call it, with the exception of north and south or top and bottom, it kind of has a zigzag pattern every time. That particular spider, that's what they do every time. And if you see that, you know it's going to be that large yellow and black garden spider. Other webs can be in the funnel shape design, and we can sort of have a good indication what kind of spiders. Some webs are just really kind of a mess, and they're always kind of a mess, and that's typically your orb-weaving spider, ORB. I just think it's fascinating the differences, and they always build them the same. You know, it's really just kind of interesting to me, the differences, and certainly in the spiders, but their webs.
Not all spiders spin webs, though.
No. Some don't. And some, like I said, are more your hunter variety spiders. The wolf spider's fairly common here in Pennsylvania, the large, big wolf spider, and that's one of your hunter varieties. That's not terribly venomous of a spider. It's more scary, just the appearance. Again, I wouldn't want it in my house, but it's considered actually beneficial. I was at a house not long ago, and they had a tarantula as a pet, and obviously they didn't want us to harm their pet tarantula, and I said, no problem, we'll just avoid these areas. You know, of course, our materials may harm the tarantula, but we just won't treat those areas. Anyway, they had to show me that they fed this tarantula a mouse.
No way.
Yes, and it was incredible because, and it's true, I've read this before, but if a tarantula feeds on a mouse, it can liquefy the innards of a mouse in 2 days.
Yummy.
So they'll inject their saliva in there, their juices in there, and it'll just start to digest the critter before they eat it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want a tarantula now, Jack?
Never.
No, thank
Never.
You.
No.
Never. No.
They're awesome.
Now, so the first half of the show, you asked me why I didn't ask you how many spiders I've eaten so far in my life.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned that we all pretty much eat spiders while we're sleeping with our mouths open. But at that time, they'll crawl down in our mouths and we'll swallow them, but they don't bite.
Well, you know, a lot of spiders, again, are just looking for prey, and they're looking for other insects to feed on, and they could bite, not typically. It's our natural reflex when we get something in our mouths to swallow, you know, so it's one of those natural things that we do. So hopefully not so much in your house, Jackie. I'm sure you have
a spider-free house. I would like to think that never happened.
What about black widows?
Black widows.
Where were they? Are they around here?
they're a little more set down south, but we do run into them occasionally around here. Yeah. Now, that red hourglass shape design is only on the female black widow, not on the male. But the males actually can't bite you and don't bite. It's the female bites that we really worry about.
Like the mosquitoes, you got to watch out for the females, right?
Well, it's always the females,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is the females that bite.
Darn, I don't know
the
what
males
it is
just
about
look good.
That. Yeah, the male's just there for mating. And then, you know what the female black widow does after they mate?
Divorce?
Oh, much worse. Yeah.
I know what he does.
Eats the spider.
the male spider most of the times. So yeah.
The
male spider, they'll have their fun, and then the female spider might
just pay for it.
Eat them and be done. Your life's ever.
You don't have to worry about your husband is.
Fema doesn't care. She only has to mate once in her whole lifetime.
Oh, that's it, huh?
That's it.
So most spiders that live indoors adapted to this cushy, wonderful life indoor and cannot survive outdoors. Is that something that is a fact?
Some spiders, yes. Some spiders do better indoors than out. We've created the perfect environment, these warm atmospheres year round, you know, and no freezing temperatures, and just great moisture and food sources for a multitude of insects. So, yeah, some do much better indoors than out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's harder to get rid of them.
It can be, you know, not so much for us. One of the things that's really difficult about spiders is they walk up on their foot pads. And again, they don't have the circulatory system that we do. So if they get something on their foot pads, it's not necessarily going to get into their system and kill them. Okay, so we have to depend upon different types of products to eradicate spiders. Years ago, we used to use emulsions, which, that they would crawl across, and when they drag their bodies, different insects drag their bodies, would get enough in their systems to kill them. And then we use wettable powders that would stir up more for these insects that don't drag their bodies like spiders when they walk. And now, more recently, we developed microencapsulated products, little beads of materials that when they walk across it, they burst and they get enough on them to kill them. So we're much better killing spiders now than we used to be years ago. And that's a big part of the reason why. Did I bore you?
Not at all.
She likes getting rid of them.
They're going to die, and they're going to die painfully, and that's what we want. No, no, they won't die painfully.
What else? Is there anything that we didn't talk about? Because there's 4 pages of information you have here on spiders. Is there something that we need to say that would probably benefit the listener?
Not benefit or just be interested in.
Okay, interesting is good.
You know, I don't know how much benefit it is. I think it's interesting that when spiders walk, they actually walk on 4 legs, not 8. They have 8 legs. But they actually hold 4 of them up. I always thought that was weird, but this is one of those interesting factoids about spiders. But different things you can do if you have spiders. Vacuuming's always good. Try to get rid of those webs.
All the time.
Vacuum up, you know, if you want to do something yourself. Remove the webs. Make it as hard for them as possible. They will actually eat their webs and reuse that material. So they're their nature's recycler. And if you can kind of remove some of this, even if you don't remove the spiders, you are going to make their life a lot harder and make them a lot less. Now, there are materials we can apply that'll help too. But those 2 things really help tremendously at controlling spiders in your own home.
Every day when I'm outside in the summer, I use the hose to water our flowers. Okay. And it's the hose that's on the back of the house, and we wrap it around a fixture. And so every day when I unwind the hose, there's the web. Every day I get rid of the web, and those...
I can build it back real fast.
Really quickly. Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. I keep them very busy.
They're very food motivated. They want to get that web back up. They want to start catching bugs so they can start eating them right away. And you are not killing them by hosing them off. So,
mm-hmm. Well.
You're just making them wet.
You're just making them wet.
Yeah. Giving them a bath. Okay. Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. Your contact info, please.
1-800-261-2847. Call for your free inspection. 1-800-261-2847.
Thank you, Andy. Would you come back next week, and we're going to talk about all the things we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
Centipedes, stink bugs, moths.
Beeswax, hornet, yellow jackets.
Okay, very good. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 121 Bircher Street in Clark Summit for $159,000. This home sits on a large 75-by-150 lot with a driveway, and this home has been beautifully maintained. The home is currently being used as a single family, but it was formerly a double, and it could be easily turned back to a double for additional income. This home has hardwood floors, a fireplace, and it's got a really nice stream running through the rear of the yard. It's really very beautiful. That's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 121 Bircher Street in Clark Summit for $159,000, and that's listed by Andrew Planey of our office and Megan Pozzamato.
Thank you, Pat. We're looking to add on full-time realtors. We're always looking for good quality realtors for our office. We're a very busy office. Some things we offer are flexible work schedule, continuous ongoing broker support, and a very pleasant office environment, and personalized marketing programs. And the most important thing we offer is an office that is very well known for its high ethical standards. Join the most recognized franchise in the real estate business, that's Century 21. Whether you're currently licensed or you're looking to get licensed, call me and we'll make a change for the better in your life. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.